Whenever anyone's arrested over child pornography offences, I think it sparks plenty of concern in the community. But have you ever stopped to think about its impact on the family and friends of those arrested? Today, a new website is being launched which aims to provide assistance for families and partners of people charged with possessing child exploitation images. The website is called partnerspeak.org. It's supported by the Australian Federal Police, who will speak at today's launch, as Madeline Jenner reports.
Natalie Walker describes it as one of the worst moments of her life. When she discovered someone close to her had been looking at child pornography, she felt sick. Natalie Walker didn't believe it, and she didn't want to believe it.
Just really knowing that it's not pornography, this is someone abusing children and having records of that and being turned on by that. And so processing all of that is really overwhelming and hard to believe. And I think, yeah, asking, is it true? Have I made a mistake? But then really knowing deep down that it is true. And in my situation, it was irrefutable. Somebody else found the images in a computer and brought it to my attention, asking what he should do about it. And so the evidence was there.
Natalie Walker made the difficult decision to go to the police, and she tried to work out where she could turn for support.
There seems to be two really extreme responses. Some people, and this might be hard for people to believe, really minimise it and justify it and say it's only child pornography. It's not like the person actually abused someone, and kind of make you out to be hysterical if you've got such a problem with it. And then the other reaction is, because obviously and appropriately we're all so repulsed by images that abuse children, that kind of repulsion and abhorrence we have towards the person doing it seems to extend to partners and family members and friends, anyone that's close to the person.
The computer in question was never seized by police, and no one was charged following Natalie Walker's police statement. But the whole traumatic process changed her life and led her to set up an online support group called partnerspeak.org. Today, the site will be officially launched in Melbourne with support from the AFP. Detective Superintendent Todd Hunter is the AFP's National Coordinator of Child Protection Operations. He'll be speaking at the event.
In just about every case that we do, there are family members involved, whether they be close family from victim children, partners of offenders, or even, you know, parents and carers of offenders. We come across those people all the time, and our mechanisms are there to support them as they are the offenders themselves. And we look to partner with NGOs and other agencies, both within the government and in private enterprise, to help us with that task.
And I suppose in recent years, the internet has really changed access to child pornography and made it a little easier to get access to it. How do you feel the AFP is travelling when it comes to tracking people down and charging offenders?
Yeah, look, that's a common question I get asked quite often. The internet has provided the opportunity for these offenders to both remain anonymous and continue to explore the collection and possession of child exploitation material, as we refer to it, and also to distribute that material. What the technology does also allow us, though, is we are able to use that technology to our advantage, to exploit that technology, to identify these suspects and bring them to justice. Recently, we ran a national operation called Operation Conqueror across Australia, resulting in the arrest of 25 individuals that we identified as sharing child exploitation material across a peer-to-peer platform. So the internet does provide us with the tools to be able to track these people down.
Natalie Walker says partnerspeak.org will provide contacts to police and counselling services, but mainly it's about allowing people to talk to other people who've been in the same situation. She says again and again people tell her about the stigma attached to being a partner or a family member of someone facing charges of possessing child exploitation images. She hopes her website will go some way to addressing that issue.
If you go to work and maybe your partner has cheated on you or something, you can tell a couple of colleagues at least what's going on and people will probably rally around you. But you can't go to work and say, oh, I'm leaving my husband because I've discovered images of child exploitation on our shared computer.
And you've mentioned some of the women who use your site, but in terms of who you've heard from so far, is it exclusively women?
It's predominantly women at this stage, but not exclusively. There are a few female offenders, but it's predominantly men that offend. So that means the people who are affected as partners are either going to be women in a relationship with men or men in a same-sex relationship with men. And so we hear from both. And it doesn't just affect partners, anyone who's really close to the person, often who lives in the same house as the person. You know, how was this going on in my house and my family and I didn't know? So sometimes we have grown-up adult children contact us that their parent might have been involved in this, or again, parents that their child has been involved. So we did start predominantly for partners, but since we've started, we've seen that the same issues affect lots of people in families.
That's Natalie Walker, founder of partnerspeak.org. As you say, it's relevant to more than just partners, though. Ending that report from Madeline Jenner.